Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, we're so excited to be here at our new time.
It is our new time. We are now airing live on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And anything else about that? No, we're excited. We're excited about that. We'll have more to tell you about that later. But today on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about conscious happiness. And our guest is Lori Peters, and she is the host of the Happiness Hangout on BBS Radio. So the things we're going to be talking about is, what is happiness from the perspective of consciousness? How can you be happy when your life sucks? And what can you do to shift your awareness from things happening to you to creating it all as consciousness? And we love hearing from you. So email us at consciouswithjoanjanet on gmail.com. And you can also join us on Facebook, Conscious with Joan and Janet on Facebook. Join the group and join the fun. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can also follow me on Twitter as well. It's at Joan Newcomb. And I have lots of fun on Twitter, so please join me there. And you can tell us anything you'd like, any topics you're curious about, and we will answer them on the air.
We always like to hear from everyone, our listeners. There is no time, there is no space. So whether you're listening to this through podcast or live, we will be able to answer your questions, though there are some questions that have no answers. We've run into that already today.
Oh, no, I can't answer anything. May not be true.
That's right. And we look forward to hearing from all of you. And we're going to get our announcements out of the way because we're really looking forward to talking to Lori. So Joan's got a bunch of good stuff going on her website. My website is janetandbeyond.com. And if you sign up what are you going to sign up for? Oh, yeah. Joan and I have great blogs. And we write each week and talking about life and consciousness and from the viewpoint of consciousness and this wonderful sense of being we all have and enjoying life. And if you sign up on my site, you can get 10 top tips to enjoying life. And there's way more than that on there. And $25 off your first session with me. And you can get a hold of Joan at...
My website is joan-newcomb.com. And you can also... find out all about the meetups that I have in Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia. And Janet also has meetups in Portland. And I have some online classes you can take in consciousness techniques and accessing unseen help. And also stay tuned because there will be the newest information about discovering your life purpose and passion there as well. Oh, and I put out videos on YouTube and you can get this show on YouTube.
So if you decide you want to have a marathon about being able to access heart-centered awareness,
binge listen to us.
We love that. So, all right. So are we ready to talk to Lori?
Yes. So our guest today is Lori Peters, and she is an educator, a speaker, and the host of Happiness Hangout on BBS Radio. Her company, Together We Win Limited, creates and supports activities and content in the area of happiness and well-being. Lori's The Happiness Hangout is a support network of people, activities, and information to help you create a better life or enhance your current happy life. Lori blogs twice a week on relevant life well-being information with questions to explore and cool articles. And also, by the way, Lori is a speaker, and she can provide keynote and various types of presentations and workshops around the happiness topic that meets your needs. She has new online workshops available as well. And you can find out more about her on her website at www.happinesshangout.net. And here she is. Welcome, Lori, to the show.
Hi, Jen and Joan. Glad to be here. How are you guys?
Oh, well, we're doing just fine. How is life where you are?
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're having Indian summer. It is so absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And we don't usually say that around these parts right now. For the whole week, 70 degrees and sunshine. It's just beautiful.
Well, I love how this is going to be so global. All right, because Joan and I are on the West Coast. Lori's in the, I guess you call that Mideast, East Coast of the United States. And all of our listeners, you're everywhere in the world. So we're talking to you through wonderful communication in the internet and Skype and all those wonderful services that we have. And we're excited about being present. And we're going to talk about happiness. And Lori, what does happiness mean to you?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, to both of you, Janet, Joan, it took me a while to get here. I believe it was happening through many years of my life. But I will tell you, I did have an epiphany. I'm sure it was a buildup, but I'm walking my dog, one of my two loves in my life. I'm walking her, and I remember exactly where I was walking in my neighborhood, and this is odd, but I just stopped, and I said, what am I doing? I used to be one of those people who, I had a former boss who said, you just don't stop and smell the roses, you run right past the roses. Because I was always doing all the time. And I realized, you know, I'm always waiting for the next best thing. I'm always looking for the next best thing. I said, look at my life. My life is amazing. And I started to go through all the things of why my life was amazing. And that was it. It's like a light switch turned on. And I truly do believe it was a buildup. It was coming because I had been working on some things, and I'm a big follower and practicer of the law of attraction. And I had been, you know, just working on some things about me. And so the epiphany came, but it really was a build up to that epiphany. And from that day on, I've never looked back. My life has changed in so many ways. But I'd love to talk to you both and your audience about, you know, ways that, as we process through the show, ways that you can actually change your happiness level. You can actually do that. So for happiness to me is a lot of what you believe, staying in the present moment, a lot with gratitude and appreciation, a lot with loving what you have, and the law of attraction. Those all that together really makes my daily life really, truly wonderful.
Oh, it's lovely. All right, Joan. Well, what do you think? Should we drop into heart space and then let it rip?
Yes, I just loved Lori's story about her awakening. And the one thing I want to get in before we drop into heart space is that Cleveland rocks.
Yeah.
My cousins grew up in Shaker Heights, so yeah, now we've got family there. So
yeah, but, and you walk your dog and have epiphanies, which is what Joan does all the time too. So we got to.
Yes, I resonated with that.
And my
walking the dog is the best way to get things dealt with in your mind. I'm telling you, even if you're not paying attention, which I'll tell you about how I do, but even if I'm daydreaming, it's really good for me. So yeah, that's the dog. As long as they're not pulling you all over the neighborhood, it's good.
All right, everybody. Well, what we do on this show, Lori, is we take the time, we make the time to access the inner voice, the authentic voice, and the field of unified consciousness, of heart. And we track the conversations that we all have from within that space, because we can all talk on and on out of the mind. But what we're looking to do is to share from the heart, which is what you're talking about too, is following your passion and having those moments where it becomes very clear. So that's what we look to offer our guests always, is that this time we have together is about really allowing ourselves to hold the awareness that we are much more than what we think we are, and that we are consciousness in action. So everybody, it looks like we're going to have a lot of fun today. So just take a few moments, and stop. There we go. Let's just stop. There we go. We shift into beings who do, not doers who be. So let's make that shift for all of us. And just notice the breath. Notice the heart this time. And however you experience this in your tradition or in how you access, just notice. For some, it's going to feel more inward. Some, it's going to feel more outward. And that's just directional information. It's really not important. So just notice. There we go. So notice your heart. We like to have a physicality to it. And give the blessing that it's beating strongly. And feel it relax. And then go into that next layer of awareness, the emotional terrain. And don't be attached to how you notice it. Just reference it. You might see color. You might have feeling. You might. How do you articulate in your beingness, your emotional energy? So just notice. Might be daisies. Might be football. Might be your cat or your dog. Just notice. And then just open to the next layer of awareness. The core, the essence of all, which is what heart can mean also. The layer where we're all one. There is no separation. There's only unity. There's only information. The bits and pieces of light, resonance, and story. And just notice. This is where your authentic voice is. This is the beer that we each are. There, we got a lot of action going on in there, Joan.
You did say beer, not beer, right?
I did say beer, but...
I heard beer, too.
Hey, what better on a nice, warm Indian summer afternoon?
All right. So, see, happiness is humor to me. And for me, my reference about consciousness is the cosmic joke. There's always a joke going on. So that's my reference. Joan, what's your reference for consciousness and happiness?
Well, I have a great experience of consciousness where that everything is amusing. And and that's how I know that I'm connected to consciousness. It's not that everything is funny necessarily,
right.
But consciousness embraces all of this. And even if it seems really heavy or dramatic, it's really like watching. It's like watching a TV show. It's consciousness has a different sense of fun and appreciation for this creation of life.
Definitely. So where are you at, Lori? What are you noticing in this moment?
Well, I can't help but go off about what you two are saying about humor. I came from a family, I grew up a little bit even east of here, but it's a very hardcore Midwest family. Work hard, play later. But the sense of humor was always strong. We like to be self-deprecating. You know, we want to make sure our egos weren't too big. And sometimes that, you know, maybe didn't serve us well. We always did use humor. And that sense of humor has been, you know, through my genes and through my environment, I use it constantly. I love having fun. And I've learned a lot from my parents, and quite frankly, they were amazing parents, but I've learned what not to do in a lot of areas, even though they were great. And one is, I want to be having fun as much as possible in my teaching, in my happiness hangout, what I do, what I put that out to the world, everything that I do. I love to smile and have fun. I feel like we're put on this planet to enjoy the experience of life, not to be in hardship. I personally feel that we're resonating and moving towards the closest thing we could feel to joy that we can possibly feel. That just really fits for me. We're going to have challenges. That's fine because we can only control ourselves. But I feel ways to do that are super important, and it hits me. Just what you said about humor hits me. I feel like we all should, if we're there, we want to rise to that point where life is a good thing, almost like what you would experience if whatever your belief system is. I believe that the closer you can get to that on Earth, then you really nailed your time here. And that's just mm-hmm. my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that great comedy comes out of tragedy often, right? Mm-hmm. And comes out of drama. And it's the appreciation of us in our moments that plays out. And for me, as the cosmic joke, I've had incredibly harsh physical experiences, could call them very painful at times in being in this body with illness. And even in the midst of that, I mean, really, when there was no way up or out, I would just laugh because how much sillier. It was so silly after a while. And I think what we're looking at is when we talk about happiness is there's the sublime, there's the joyous, there's the outrageous. That, you know, we're talking about all kinds of colorations that you can experience. But the baseline is that life can be enjoyed no matter your circumstances. There is some place within that you can be. And I give everyone credit for how creative we can be to seem otherwise. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to jump in because Lori said something about, you know, how everyone can experience happiness, and she had this description of joy. And I was thinking back to the revelation that she had walking her dog, and I know exactly what you mean, and I find that experience when I'm really connected to consciousness, is that sense of infinite joy, and that is, I feel that's who we are as essence, is that joy, and we do have that opportunity to experience that in our daily life, regardless of our physical circumstances, you know, connecting to what you were just saying, Janet.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, it just takes nature. It's just a thought, right? It's just being able to change your thought about something, which often is where the appreciation, and Lori did great awareness about appreciating and giving value and worth to who we are and what we are, and those are so key to building the resonance within us that things can be okay. How are you doing there, Lori?
I'm good, and you know, I just thinking about what Joan was saying about walking the dog. You know, one of the ways you can stay really present, there was something really interesting I heard, if you don't mind me throwing it out there, very recently.
No.
And forgive me, I can't remember who said it, but they said, if you're fixating on the past too much, you're in a more of a depressive state. If you're fixating so much on the future, that's fear. If you stay mm-hmm. in the present, probably Eckhart Tolle or somebody.
Yeah.
That seems like Eckhart Tolle. But yeah. When you stay in the present, you're really living life. And I take those times, I walk my dog twice a day, even though, you know, I'm running with a couple different careers that I do, that I have great passion for both of them. But when I walk her, I take notice specifically of the surroundings around me. We have really pretty trees and flowers, and watching her walk is just kind of funny because she's a Bichon hairless Chinese crusted mix, and she's just funny. If you can imagine, I have to send you a picture of her.
She's
absolutely
probably a
beautiful.
Little cold. Okay, I'm picturing her in a sweater or something.
she has a plethora of coats, okay? Yeah. So when I walk her, I take that time to really, like, appreciate her. I stay in the present. I appreciate these flowers, trees, where I live. Everything that's around me, the beautiful weather, sometimes when it's not so beautiful, I still try to appreciate, but that keeps me in the moment. It keeps me conscious. It keeps me present, and it also adds to gratitude, which, by the way, according to happiness research, I do everything based on research, and then I help people apply it to their lives. But research very distinctly states that gratitude is one of the number one ways that a person can bring more happiness into their lives. So between appreciation and gratitude and staying in the present moment, it's extremely helpful. I mean, it's life-changing to me.
Totally. I think what's important is I'll just say it this way. It is easy to be appreciative when we're in nature. It is easy to be appreciative when we're with someone who we love. The challenge is how to be present when we're in our office. The challenge of being present when you're in traffic. You know, it's always about being present and holding the awareness that I'm no different when I'm walking in nature than I'm sitting in this room. And that can only come through registering my awareness through heart, that no matter the circumstances, I'm okay. No matter the circumstances, I can be present. No matter what's going on in the world, I'm all right where I am. And I think that's important, to have being able to sustain it through my life, through my everyday, because it's about living life, right? And how do we, as those who have information, help others? It's really about working it moment to moment.
That's so true. Being a big follower of the law of attraction, you know, it's hard to know what you want when you've never you've never experienced anything.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I've been through, I'm an only child. I've lost both my parents. I've been through, you know, a lot of traumatic, you know, relationships in my life. Through all this, I found that, you know, I just have to put out there what I do want and do it in a way that's not forceful. It's in a way that says, you know what I'd love to have? I'd like this to happen, or I'd like that to happen. And challenges to me, once I get, because I live perpetually, you know, in that state of mind, as you talk about, the challenges I do have, it's funny, they tend to be less harsh. I mean, I have been through since 2013, some very, very hard things. And I have to tell you, 5 years ago, those things might have taken me down. But really, and even the people in my life say, I cannot believe how you're kind of going through these things with ease. Well, it's because one thing happiness does is research says, is it opens up your creativity. And I realized, listen, after losing both your parents, you know, one, I was only in my 30s. Mm-hmm. And once that happens, I can handle anything. Throw it at me. You know, it's fine. It's a lot of times I say this to people, don't you find when something bad happens, you go, oh boy, that ended up better than even the way it was before. So I just stay open to it. And I know challenges happen, but living life the way I do helps it. It just takes the edge off. I'm not so stressed anymore because I know it'll be okay.
What you got, Joan?
I was resonating with her. I was thinking about the astrology since 2013, since I lost both my parents in 2013, but I'm in my 50s, so it's not quite as traumatic. Though it's pretty traumatic.
I'd say so.
I was also thinking about you would, like, Lori, what you were saying is like, bring it on. And I feel like when you're connected to yourself as consciousness, when you're connected to yourself as essence, that you pretty much can sort of rise up and take anything. And, you know, the law of attraction, I absolutely love the law of attraction. I had this revelation this morning. You know, our thoughts become things, and that everything we think about sort of goes out there, and they're like puzzle pieces of manifestation. And so, you know, sometimes what comes back at us is not exactly what our vision board said, because if you have, negative thoughts or doom and gloom thoughts, that's going to get woven in with what you do want. And, you know, just like Lori was talking about, manifestation from a sense of play is how I would describe it, as a playfulness, lightheartedness, and that's the most effective way to do it. But you also putting out what you want, so that you know, when the Universal Parcel Service shows up, you get what you've ordered. So,
well, I think what I'm tracking is how we have become invested in happiness in this culture. And I don't know how it is globally in other indigenous people or third world countries.
But is it happiness, Janet?
Well, this is what I'm looking at, you know, because one of the foundations of this country was built about the pursuit of happiness. And it's not so much happiness for happiness' sake, but it's the enrichment that life can hold when you hold that as value, that feeling good about yourself and where you are in the world is important. And that's what Lori, I see, is referencing. Because you work hard, you play hard, you know, those are morphic field things. But if you're a person that incorporates a lot of drama in your life, for instance, and a lot of things happen to you, and they can happen big. What she's mentioning for, I know certainly in my reference of life, is that in being okay with being alive and allowing myself to have enjoyment in the places that I can have enjoyment, those big events start to change. And as consciousness, we realize, oh, I only have to jump that high. I don't need to jump all that way. I can get what I need in that little bit as opposed to the huge thing. The values just start to change in consciousness and what we reference about it. Those levels start to change. And so things still happen, but our reaction, our responding, everything just starts to mellow down a bit, I think. Certainly in my awareness.
You know, what you just said is really huge. You know, when I give presentations, the first thing I say is happiness has nothing to do with stuff, and it is not external in any way. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting, there's five things. I don't know if we'll get to them or not, but five things that are for sure about happiness. One thing is, do you mind if I tell you one of them?
Oh, sure, please.
Okay.
It
hit me from what you said, too. The people are shocked that stuff doesn't do it. Because the more stuff we get, that stuff becomes our new norm. So, for example, lottery winners, research done on lottery winners say that lottery winners are extremely happy very short term. Once their money becomes their new norm, they go right back to where they were. And what that means is about close to 50% of our happiness is physiological. We are born. It's in our genes. All up to 40 to 50% of the rest of it is under our control. There's actually things specifically that we can do internally to get that happiness level to stay. And that doesn't mean, and I always tell people, I'm not doing cartwheels around the condo association here, you know, that's not what it is. It's not, you know, Pollyanna, as those in counseling say.
Right.
I teach counseling. You know, we're not Pollyanna-ish about it. It is an internal feeling of knowing that I've got it, I can handle it, I look for the good in everything that I do, I constantly give gratitude, appreciation, and I focus on your experiences, you know, not the money. If all I can do is hang out in my backyard for a summer, bring the people in you love, have some snacks, have your wine if you choose to have it, and enjoy the experience. It's not about the $10,000 vacation to the Bahamas.
Right, totally.
Yeah. So that's really, really big. I mean, up to 50% is within our control, which is it's very uplifting, I think.
It is. What if it was okay to be happy? So, listeners, what if it was okay to be happy? Right where you are, right in this moment, notice what you're tracking. Is there a voice that says, no, well, on Tuesdays, no, quiet it. What if you could feel right now a pleasure a sense of well-being. And it was okay. We're going to give you permission to just be there. I am so grateful for this conversation. I'm grateful for Joan, my partner, who we do this every week. I'm grateful for our great guest, Lori. You can find anything to be appreciative of. Because you can see that all of this is a reflection of who we are in our inner world. And we want to just remember that. What you got, Joan?
Well, my eyes keep falling down. My eyes keep looking on this. I have a script in front of me, and I keep seeing happiness hangout. So I keep wanting to ask Lori about her happiness hangout.
Got it. Tell us about happiness hangout.
I'd love to. I do want to mention one thing before I go to that. There's a funny saying out there that says, feeling bad about yourself today, go do something for someone else. Mm-hmm. Research shows that our pleasure and our reward receptors are triggered whenever we do something for someone else. Are you ever unhappy when you do something for someone? Never. It's when you do it, out of a good space, out of your heart. And the research shows it. It doesn't matter what country, what age, what ethnic background, anything. When you do something for someone else, you're automatically lifted. So if somebody is, as we say, life sucks, go do something for someone. Do a gratitude rant. There's lots of ways to do it. And when you mentioned, Joan, the happiness hangout, that is what I call everything I do. Together We Win is my company, but the Happiness Hangout is what I use for everything. It's my radio show, it's my website, it's my blog, it's everything. So I've been working on this for 5 years, and I didn't have the right timing to get it going. And a wonderful thing happened to me. I lost my job, and I say that because it was really time. I had a really good paying job and a very professional career, and it was just time, and I knew it. And I'm very lucky that I moved, out of a one role into a teaching role at a college, but I was in a different role. And it was so wonderful because it gave me the time to take this passion, and the happiness hangout came through that. And finally, 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, to actually put pen to paper, put thought out there, actually put it out to the world. And on the website, which is, as you mentioned, Happiness Hangout website, there's resources, activities, information, books, lots of things to do for people who are either already happy and want to enhance happiness, or people who aren't feeling so great. Like, I've got a section called I Need Happiness Now. And it gives you lots of different resources of things you can do. And I've got a whole area on gratitude. As a matter of fact, my show in February is going to be all gratitude, because it's such a powerful way to raise that other 50% that you've got that you can raise, to enhance your happiness. So we've got all that, and I do speaking. And then, like I said, I blog using Happiness Hangout. I do the show. And I just love it. I love the idea of people hanging out in a space, maybe the website, the show, all these spaces I create. I love having people hang out here in this heart area of consciousness, and where our hearts are, of hanging out and being able to sort of raise that up and keep that up. And that's what the happiness, let's hang out and do it. And so that's where the name came from.
Great.
That's great. That is awesome. I love that. And you really have found your mission, too, is what I hear.
How can your passion ever be the wrong way? And just isn't. As long as it's put out for good, and meaning that way, your passion will always serve you, no matter what. I mean, I want to get this out to as many people as possible, just like you all do, too, because we really believe. For me, I will say I really believe that I think one of my places in life is to try to help people feel better. I feel like my life's mission is to use my sense of humor to help people feel their best. And when this came along, this really blew it out of the water for me. But I just can't see doing it any other way. And I wonder, can you guys see doing it any other way for yourselves, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, this is, I would assume, your life's calling.
Definitely. Yeah. Life calling, I think. You know, and we're called in different ways. I think what I was tracking and what you were talking about was an event, you know, you lose your job. And in that moment, there can be, oh my God, now what do I do? And then in mm-hmm. the next moment, there's the awareness of, oh my God, what can I do? Oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. If you allow mm-hmm. yourself to go that way. But we do know a lot of people that take an event and judge it, and they judge it negative, as opposed to judging it positive, which is what you did. You judged that as a positive experience. And I think that's key for all of us, is that underlying sense that I'm all right, and this is just an opportunity for something that I was feeling a little reluctant to let go of because there's this, this, and this, and this. But it wasn't coming from an inspired place anymore. It may have been inspired at one time, but now you're in a place where that wasn't your inspiration. So this is the inspiration. And this is what moves you. And so
you can admit to yourself. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's, you know, it's how we value where we are in the moment and what seems to be present for us in that moment, and realizing that you don't have to judge yourself negatively for what you did, or in hindsight, or what was. Because if you get hindsight long enough, or I guess that's what hindsight is the ability to see what has happened prior and see the value of it and take it apart and take out the essence of what you want out of that experience and move it into your present so that the future can be very different and be something else. So I think that's key. We all have had these experiences where we can see something coming that we might judge negative, but really it could be the opening to something just absolutely incredible that you have no idea of. And if you hold out for that, life's a lot easier, I think.
It's timing, too. I mean, you know, our office actually restructured. And so you know, a lot of times I find ego. Our ego can get in the way. You know, you think, okay, I know it was a layoff, but it still feels hurtful. And working, as you said, working past that to say, yeah, but... look what's coming, you know, like you said, down the path. Or, you know, when you lose someone in your life, that is amazing, that you feel is still amazing, but they choose to leave. It's our ego. I've had to work on that. And I know a lot of people do, that the ego can really be what gets you. And that is something, like I said, that I really try to work on.
Yeah.
You know, just responding to Lori's comment before, it's like, yes, this is, you know, I've always had a sense of calling, and it has shown up in different ways. But I've done consciousness work since 1981, and has again has shown up in different ways. But it's always been the motivating passion, the thing that drives you, and something that I notice out there is a lot of people do. They walk around without a sense of purpose and without a sense of passion, and they're not connected to their happiness. And I think they have high expectations on what that's supposed to look like. I'm looping it back around to what some of the first things you said, Lori, which is like, you know, you don't need to have, you know, a Mercedes and, you know, six figure income or whatever to be happy.
That's one kind of happiness, but it's a very shallow thing. You know, I mean, it's a transitory kind of thing, unless it is my ultimate driving machine. And then
you must have it.
Yeah, I allow myself a little ego in some places. I'll give you that.
I mean, we all do. I mean, money, what they say is you have to have enough to pay your bills and do some things that you want to do. Past that point, money does not affect happiness, which that's the one piece of information people find really amazing. If they stop concentrating on all that, and I'm the same way. I mean, there are certain things I really want to have, and that's okay. I don't find there's anything wrong with that. If I'm, you know, earning the money and I'm enjoying it and I'm you know, putting good things out there, and I'm, you know, whatever that might be, I think that's okay. It's just a matter of when we're really focused on so much material that we're not experiencing the wonderful things. Like, I don't think I did for a lot of my life. I mean, I'm 51 years old. Most people, you know, they're surprised by that, but I am. I am wisdom by that. I've got, you know, some things that have happened, and I never lived that way. It was very ego-driven and, you know, accomplished a lot. At the same time, it's like, what was all that for? Oh, insecurity. Okay, I get it. That's how it happened. For me, it did.
Yeah. Well, if we're lucky, we come to know these things in this lifetime as consciousness, right? I mean, because consciousness isn't choosy. It doesn't, and it's not attached. And it's like, so you can stub your toe or you can cut your finger off. And consciousness is okay either way. It's what we get to do with it and how we use that as an opportunity and a direction in our lives. And because you might do something different because of either one of those. And the action that follows and the actions that follow will be different due to either one of those motivations. So, yeah. And so just notice how you're feeling right now about life, about being here, about being present, about sharing, about gathered in community, and holding this awareness that life is precious. Doesn't get much better than that. What you got there, Joan?
Well, I was just thinking we're sliding into home base with Lori. She's going to have to leave in about 3.5 minutes. So I thought let's turn over to her. Anything else she wants to let us know about happiness, about her radio show, or anything else she'd like to let us know about?
Well, thanks, really. I've enjoyed this so much. I can't help but think, you know, it's kind of a last thought. How many of us, what are we doing things for? You know, I was so stressed out in life before, trying to do so many things and doing them really for reasons that didn't serve me well. I mean, sure, maybe it was good that I got a lot of those things done and had those experiences, but it was really under a lot of my own duress that I put myself through. And I guess I would just, you know, I hate to use the word challenge us, but challenge us to think about, why am I doing the things I do? Am I really loving myself, enjoying myself? Because when you give yourself a break, you know, you tend to give others a break. And am I doing these things for really the very right reasons? And if you come to see maybe you're not in some circumstances, it lets that stress off and it lets you breathe and then you become happier. So I would say that could be really good. And I would leave people with, you know, think of three things a day that you're grateful for every day and spend 30 seconds really thinking about each of those three. If people did that once a day, their happiness level would be increased by so much. Go do something for somebody else, even small, and it'll help your day. Again, you know, if you're so inclined to check out the website, I'd love it, at happinesshangout.net. And I really just enjoyed doing this and being in this space with both of you, and I really thank you for allowing me to do that.
Oh, it was our pleasure, Lori. Very
much. Great having you.
So, and just hang in there for just a little bit, and we'll all come back out of heart space together. So, everybody, just notice what you're aware of. Notice the breath. There you go. And just allow yourself to feel grateful and appreciative, and start to come back into that emotional terrain. And notice that now, what the colors are, what the things are, what the symbols. It's all symbols. It's all metaphors. It's all illusions. It's all holographic. Anyway, it's just information. So just notice how you feel. There you go. And then come back into your awareness of your physical heart and this incredible body you have, no matter what it feels like or what you think it is or what it isn't. Just notice what it is to feel your heartbeat. Put your hand over your heart. There you go. And whatever else happens today, know that you took this time to join us. And let's just see. So just allow your awareness to start to shift to street level. And it's only a shift of awareness. So you are still here, whether you're aware of it or not. And no matter what you do, whether you go for the walk, or whether you ride the elevator, or you're in your car, or you're sitting, you're in the moment. And just notice that sublime feeling under there. The sweetness, the tartness of life. Kind of like key lime pie.
Well, thank you so much, Lori. I know you have to leave now, so we want to thank you so much and wave you on your way. And we have to go for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we've been talking about happiness and consciousness in a state of grace.
Bye, Lori.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And we've been talking to Lori Peters. She's the host of Happiness Hangout on BBS Radio. Her Happiness Hangout helps you create a better life or enhance your current happy life. And you can listen to Happiness Hangout on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. And more information about Lori is at happinesshangout.net.
And she's delightful, isn't she?
It was great.
Yeah, great information, and it has a real nice feel to it. Okay, so what's left for us to notice right now, Joan?
Well, I want to let folks know how to reach us and how to get in touch with us outside of listening to our wonderful, wonderful show. and by the way, you can listen to the show on demand here on BBS Radio. And you can also listen to it on YouTube if you go to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. On YouTube, you can listen to all our back episodes there as well. You can binge watch, binge listen to the show. And then we each have websites. My website is joan-newcomb.com. And if you go there, you can actually sign up for a quiz to discover your passion and your purpose. And you can also find out about the meetups that I have happening in Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia. And also that I have an upcoming program on living your purpose and your passion. And what about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. I've got meetup once a week here in Portland, Oregon, and you're more than welcome to join us for that. And you can check my website out and get all that information or email me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And I want to remind everybody that for those of you that are not local to us, if you'd like to join us on kind of a up close and personal, we have our free conference call once a month where we take an hour and we do just this, but it's with the people that call in. So we have a great time. time. It can get very deep and very personal and looking at stuff. And we kind of use the term stuff anymore for things, stuff and things, our issues, our challenges, because it kind of lessens and loosens up that tight grip that we can often have when we're doers about what things are. And it's consciousness, you know, the details aren't really important at times. It's just about where you find yourself and being in that moment. So I want to invite everyone, and that we're looking forward to this brand new time, and we'll hope you'll join us here. But if 11 o'clock on Tuesdays doesn't work for you, be sure and catch us by podcast. And you can groove on all the things we're doing at our Facebook site, and join us there too.
So our Facebook page is Conscious with Joan and Janet.
Janet, that's right.
Just in case there's any confusion about the name of the show or anything. And by the way, you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And by the way, Janet and I both have our own Facebook pages as well. So you can look up Janet Barrett and join her and join the fun there. And you can look up Joan Newcomb for my fan page, and Joan Marjorie Newcomb for my regular page. And I've got lots of other stuff there as well.
Got it. So we've got a few minutes here. Let's talk about happiness. What do we notice about happiness, Joan? What are you tracking?
Well, you know, I notice when I am connected as consciousness, and when I am viewing life from the perspective of consciousness, mm-hmm. I'm happy. And I'm and you know, we talked a lot about law of attraction, but my perspective of happiness. And we also talked about Eckhart Tolle, which was mm-hmm. great. I don't think we talked about Byron Katie, unless I missed it somewhere.
But no, you know, I don't Byron, think specifically.
So Byron Katie is loving what is. And so she, too, is in the present moment, like Eckhart is. But mm-hmm. you can be sitting on the curb in front of your house that's being repossessed, and they're putting your furniture mm-hmm. on the lawn, and you can be looking and loving that moment. Like, you know, I was getting tired of mowing the lawn. Yeah. I wanted to be outside yeah, today. Right. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, and that's not being strange or psychotic or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it's more that if you are right in the present moment, which is where we in body can experience consciousness the most acutely, then you are happy, and you are in agreement with everything that's going on.
Well, and I think Lori mentioned how 50% of us is, I guess, inherent in how we experience happiness, and 50%, you know, is experience and determining things and how to change those balances so that you can maintain happiness. My experience of people is that some of us are just wired to be happy. Doesn't matter what happens in their life. They just always feel okay. And as in reaction to that, some of us are set for other tones of life. And we could be resentful. We could be poo-poo. We could say they're Pollyannas or whatever. But at heart, we too would like that. I don't know anyone who doesn't want to feel good. And they just go different ways to get there. And sometimes feeling bad can feel good after a while. And we have to look at that setup that we have. We lose our distinctions, and we can validate whatever position that we are feeling through the reverse process, through, you know, okay, I'm going to make it be okay to feel bad. And we do, you know, that can be present there. So we want to offer people, there are different ways to change. One easy way is turn on a piece of music. If you're not feeling too perky, put on a different piece of music. That'll knock you really quick. And you can really feel that vibes, which is all about vibration. So that's very interesting. Do you have a quick and easy way, Joan?
Well, you know, I was thinking it's also you can change your emotional state. So which is like changing the music that you're running through you. And
how do you do that?
Well, actually, I'm going to jump a little bit back to law of attraction. Years ago, I started paying attention to my thoughts, and I noticed how most of the time I was running a narrative in my head about how terrible things were. And I was imagining talking to various people to tell them about how terrible things were. And so what I started doing was I started noticing every time I did that, I literally or figuratively actually would grab myself by the ears and turn myself in another direction and make myself appreciate. You were talking about appreciative and gratitude. I would change the story that I was telling. And it was a little bit challenging at first, but because I had to break a bad habit. But I tell you, within 2 weeks, I lifted out of a depression that I had been in for years, and I hadn't realized it. So, you know, you actually change your brain chemistry by changing your thoughts. Negative thoughts create ruts in your head, you know, and you change that.
And you bring up such an important consideration, changing your thoughts, right? And that as intuitives, empaths, whatever you want to call it, we are subjected to states of rapport that we share with those around us. And you can be feeling okay and you get around to someone who's got a story and all of a sudden you don't feel so good. And, you know, it's... And you go, just a minute, that's their stuff. That's not mine. And you really, in what you said, is you have to be aware. You have to hear what the self-talk that you're doing. And I think so important to any change is you first have to notice what you've surrounded yourself with and what you're doing in that space. And then you can go, oh. And sometimes it might be challenging because you realize a lot of your references around you are supporting that you're not supposed to be happy. So we say, chuck it, enjoy life, get conscious.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Chuck this. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And life is to be enjoyed if you want to. So thank you so much for joining us, everyone. It's been delightful. Yes.
So it's been wonderful being on the show with you today. And we like to let folks know that no matter when you're listening to this, whether it's, you know, Tuesday mornings at 11 o'clock or you're listening to it, you know, on YouTube, on demand, in the future, there is no time or space as consciousness. So you are helping co-create the show today. And we are appreciating you for helping to co-create the show through your energy and your awareness and your intention.
Thank you, everyone. Life today.
Yes. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.